rebound down. Oh. You dribbled out toward the top of the key.
Yeah.
We haven't seen your ball handling skills like that. Was that just reactionary on your part, or did you read the defense and have to clear?
Some of the coaching staff always says you have to work on everything. You might not necessarily show in a game. I think the previous couple games against Northwestern, I shot a baseline jump shot. We work on that all the time, but I might not necessarily show that in a game, but it's always been there. So I've been working out with Coach Francis from the start of the season to now, just working on ball handling skills. So I got to show it a little bit there. So we work on everything. We might not necessarily show it, like, just depending on our roles for the team, but just continue to work on things like that. It's exciting to be able to go out there and execute like that.
What about preparation when you're playing a team for the second time? Do you guys do anything different?
Just learning their new players, seeing who's hot for them, seeing who's struggling. We try and keep the ones that are struggling in the bad position they are, and try and lock down on the guys that are playing well. They obviously put in new offensive schemes, try and just pick up on new tendencies and just play it. Just specific players, basically.
What's a trick as far as keeping a team like Ohio State guessing? Because, like, the first time around, it seemed like no matter who you threw out there, it was a completely different look that they maybe weren't prepared for, whereas this time around, they might be prepared for something you throw out.
I think the good thing about our team is, like I said, it could be anyone's night. It's hard to scout when you have, like, 10 guys that can affect the game that we have. So I think their scouts will be, like, to try to stop us from running, trying to get us out of our schemes like that. But I feel as though our defense is going to translate into how we play offense. Mm-hmm. We have to get consistent stops, and with consistent stops, you get good offensive possessions because we get the ball out and we run. So I just feel like we need to concentrate on what we do instead of rather what the changes they're going to make are, because we got a good W up there, and they're going to try and do the same thing to us. So we just have to refocus and understand that they're coming in here to beat us.
You guys have so many scouting reports in your head. How much do you remember, or did you, before starting to look at Ohio State, you know, about that first game?
Oh, you remember everything. We always watch the guys on BTN and ESPN and stuff like that. So you know player tendencies, you know what they do. But scouting reports always help in terms of seeing true percentages, seeing guys you can foul late game, stuff like that. So the coaching staff do a great job of getting us prepared, and it honestly really helps when you're out there on the floor.
How much more of a help is it when you have that game time experience against the team as opposed to just seeing a scouting report?
I think it helps a lot. When you have in-game experience in any capacity, whether it's preseason or during the Big Ten, it always helps. Just knowing you can go out there and make plays and not second-guessing yourself, because certain things work in practice, they might not work in a game. So just coaches having the trust and ability in your abilities like that, it really helps.
Take me back to the time when you first came to this country from England. I mean, yeah. Is this kind of, did you envision this kind of scenario, the way things have turned out for you?
I did. With Coach McCaffrey, I think he saw something in myself that I didn't even see. I always knew I could play basketball. I always knew I was a good athlete, but the thing he focused on when he was recruiting me was making me into a good basketball player, and that's something they work on every day. I'm just thankful that I woke up that day and actually wanted to scrimmage in front of them a couple of years ago.
You got it.
Coach talked about that scrimmage. He thought you looked about as good that day in that setting as anybody he's seen. I mean, obviously that's a lot different than the setting you're playing in now.
Yeah.
But was that a fluke? Was that just a good day for you, or is that, were you really playing that well at that time?
I can't really remember it, but I just remember my high school coach, Kyle Linstead. I didn't really want to practice that day. I didn't want to work out or do anything. I just wanted to lay in bed, basically. He told me Iowa was a good situation that could be very beneficial to me. So I just decided to come up and play. I was actually watching my teammate, Eric Attenda. So I just went out there, did what I did, rebound, block shots, run the floor. So like I said, they saw something in me that I didn't even see myself. So I'm just thankful they gave me the opportunity to play.
When exactly was that? Was that like before your senior season, or?
Yeah, just before my senior year started in Wichita, Kansas.
You got to be in at the end of the game the other night.
Yeah.
Players always say it's not who starts, it's who finishes.
Yeah.
But is there part of you that would like to get a start?
No. Like I said, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Everyone's playing well right now. You don't want to mess things up like that. We're so far into the season right now that any changes could be either beneficial or unbeneficial. So I think everyone's happy in what they're doing. Everyone's going to play. You just have to make the most of your minutes.